The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I guess this woman is lucky she has access to a good legal team because she's definitely going to need it. 38-year-old Rena Sanders, she's a lawyer in Fort Lauderdale. And Monday, she led police on a drunken high-speed chase. A cop tried to pull her Lexus over when they clocked her doing 80 in a 45.
Okay.
But she wouldn't stop.
Oh.
She then hit over 90 miles an hour. She fishtailed and almost crashed at one point. Cops finally were able to box her in, and they ordered her out of the car at gunpoint. But once they had her in custody, she tried to talk her way out of it.
Uh-oh.
By name-dropping a bunch of celebrities she supposedly hung out with.
Oh, just hung out with.
Just hung out with them?
Including Owen Wilson.
Whoa.
That'll stop the law in its tracks.
I know Owen Wilson.
Whoa.
But I know Owen Wilson.
What a strange name to drop.
I think they responded with a wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's awesome. I don't know. They got her to jail. She then demanded they order her pizza.
Man, she doesn't know how that whole setup works.
The no.
Getting arrested thing.
For a lawyer, you'd think she would, but...
They did not, by the way, order her visa. They did not call Owen Wilson to verify their relationship. She's facing charges for reckless driving, DUI, resisting arrest, and drug possession because they found some edibles in her purse. She was released on $56,000 bond.
Okay.
She claims she's 100% innocent.
Oh.
100% innocent. Her mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check her out. She sounds like a piece of work, right?
Yeah,
like a real bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's demanding they order her pizza. She's letting you know all of her celebrity friends, allegedly.
That's funny to name drop Owen Wilson. What a random.
That was the only one she dropped.
And I mean, honestly, the time to know Owen Wilson was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, this is not his time.
This is not. He's not going to be able to do much for you.
No.
You're so right. He's not at the top of any celebrity list these days.
No.
Neither of those. Neither of those Owen brothers.
No.
No.
Yeah, Luke and Owen have had bigger days.
Yeah.
In the star circuit.
Yeah.
I love that they set her bond so high too, $56,000. Wow. Like they didn't let her off easy.
Yeah,
probably because she was such a bitch.
Well, that's it. She was going crazy on him.
And if I were to pick one of the brothers, I'd probably pick Luke. I don't know why.
You're going Luke?
Yeah. You're going Luke over
that's
Owen?
That's your Wilson?
Because of his effy nose? Owen's effy nose turns you off? What's the deal?
His movies I like better, maybe. I don't know.
He's in a movie called Bong Water with Jack Black that's pretty good.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Man, I don't mind Owen.
Good and old school.
Yeah.
He wasn't in Zoolander.
That's true.
No,
that's true.
He wasn't in Zoolander. Owen was in Zoolander.
And that's true. They're kind of equal.
Tenenbaum movie. Were they both in that? Or just Luke?
They were both in that.
Okay, that's the Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, that's a great movie, the Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, it is really good.
What else?
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
That's what Owen said.
That was a good movie. I like that one.
Well,
Marley and Me.
Luke is in the movie about
sad,
the future.
Idiocracy.
Yes, that's why I picked Luke. That's why I picked Luke.
I don't know if you guys did that already. So I was
I was trying to come up with the name of the movie, and I couldn't think of it
Yeah.
because Idiocracy is here. But
I wouldn't arrest me, officer. I know Owen Wilson.
Whoa.
Seriously.
No, like, what do you mean you know Owen? Like, what?
I was at a party and there was a kind of a food set up and we talked for a second. But I know him.
Go ahead. Get out of here.
Thank
skedaddle.
You.
I knew it. Get out of here.
You're
then.
Free to go. Keep speeding.
Friends in high places.
Yeah, real high.
Believe it or not, it takes training to fly an airplane. Oh, it's yes. not a figure it out as you go kind of
yeah,
thing.
You can't just wing it.
A 59-year-old guy named Richard Jordal went to a small plane rental shop in Oregon this week and said, I want to rent one of your finest planes.
Wow.
They said, okay, sure, let's see a pilot's license and all your information. Ooh, don't have a pilot's license yet.
Ain't never been worried about no license.
Don't need a license to take to the skies.
So, of course, they turned him down.
Yeah.
Sir, you have to have a license, a pilot's license, in order to rent a plane.
Bull crap.
Well, basically, that's what he did. He screamed at them, stormed out, went back later that night, stole the keys to a plane, and flew one anyway.
That's a bold man.
I'm fine. I'm up.
Somehow got it up in the air.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
But then did crash it in Olympic National Park near La Push, Washington.
He was determined.
How did he crash?
They just
like
say
he took it at night, too.
Navy rescue crews found him 12 hours later. He has been rushed to the hospital in critical condition.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he's not going to make it.
Wow.
He's not
critical.
Critical. You can generally come back.
He's not going to steal any more planes, at least.
I wonder if they have. I wouldn't have any footage of it, right? Because it's who would be taping the sky.
Oh, so oh there it
the,
is.
There's the aftermath.
Can I tell you that's not
guy
a good
with
one.
Chopper 7 zoomed in, lost in a sea of trees. Otherwise, this old picture shows that same plane next to Chopper 7, stolen according to deputies from Tailspin Tommy's at Jefferson County International Airport by a man the FAA database shows had no pilot's license registered to his name.
When I found out he took a plane and I saw him in the video camera, it's like an elevator going down.
Owner Natalia said the man showed up.
I'm sorry, what does that mean? What is that?
I don't know what that.
I don't know what
it
is.
In Russia, like Russian meaning to it.
In Russia, when the elevator goes down, that's because you've been thrown off the roof.
That's it, probably. I bet that might be kind of like. I bet there's a 50-50 chance that's accurate.
So like the elevator going down.
I didn't get it.
And what's the name of the place?
Like Tinkletown Tommy's or something? I don't know.
It just didn't sound like.
like I wouldn't rent a plane from there.
Tailspin Tommy's.
I don't know. Yeah, tailspin's not a good thing, right?
Yeah, no, that's a terrible thing.
And the Russian wants to be in a tailspin.
She is hilarious. She's like, you don't even know what I deal with here at Tailspin. Every day somebody come in no license. They want to take to the skies and take a plane.
I saw him come in and take a plane.
Natalia, the Russian owner of Tailspin Tommy's.
I think she just owns the plane.
Oh, okay.
And the FAA database shows had no pilot's license registered to his name.
When I found out he took a plane and I saw him in the video camera, it's like an elevator going down.
Owner Natalia said the man showed up Tuesday looking to rent a plane to fly to Astoria without the proper paperwork.
There was a medical and there was no license.
She described him as eager and said they spoke for nearly an hour.
I did not authorize.
But Jefferson County deputies said surveillance video showed that man, identified as Richard Jordal, had other plans and entered the company's office where they believe he stole the plane's keys and logbook. This screenshot from FlightAware shows part of the stolen plane's path. Deputies said the GPS signal cut out north of Hoquiam.
The altitude would change dramatically from 5,000 feet to 2,000 feet, doing loops and doing twirls.
Investigators say the crash was reported around 10:30 that night, about 10 miles west of the airport in the opposite direction of Oregon.
You presume at this point he was trying to land it at the Kulu Airport.
Too dark to search that night. Deputies say a Navy rescue team found the wreckage and an unconscious Jordal the next morning.
He could have bring a lot of damage crashing somebody's house.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you.
Thinking it down.
She's right. Why is he doing this?
I think he just is out of his mind. He's trying to kill himself.
He looked very like put together when he went into the office. And
he was looking
around.
He had his t-shirt tucked in.
Yeah. He knew to steal the logbook and everything, too.
He must have had some experience. Whether he doesn't have a license, but he must have had some.
He must have known
someone. To get up
who was
in the air and do loop-de-loops? Like, you know stuff. You know some stuff.
Loop-de-loops could have been an oopsie.
He probably just watched some YouTube videos and was like, that's enough.
A lot of flying is just, once you're up, like, it's...
That's the easy part.
Yeah, when you're up there, you can do things, and as long as, I guess, you don't black out or the plane doesn't fall apart from whatever you're trying to do, it's not like he was in a plane that should have been doing loop-de-loop.
No, that's not the old... That's not a Blue Angel or whatever.
Where was he going? They don't know where he was
heading. They don't
know.
It almost like when you look at the path, you can see that he flew over a city, so he must have seen, like, a city lights...
He went over there
and was like trying to find a place to land and couldn't find a place to land.
Natalia does own that place, rental place, Tailspin Tommy's, with her husband. And
she got out of Russia and bought a plane place.
Tiny airport. On the Tailspin Tommy's, it's always been my dreams.
We were going to call it Crash, but changed mine. Tailspin Tommy's.
Is her husband Russian too, or do you think he's...
I bet he's not.
You think he's Tommy?
I think I paid for her to come here.
Oh, wow.
It is Tommy.
She will run my plane business for me.
She's no nonsense. I would have loved to see the conversation with those two.
Yeah.
I cannot let you go up there, do this loop-de-loop. Cannot just do this.
Let me get this straight. No license, no medical.
That's right. Yep.
But you want the plane.
Correct, yes.
To do a loop-de-loops.
Want to do a loop-de-loops all the way to Oregon if I could, and then hopefully get the thing back down on the ground.
I do not authorize.
No.
But I will leave the door open with these keys right here.
You are a real cold bitch, you know that?
You leave some money, I leave these keys right here.
I picked up what you're laying down there.
Okay. All right. Bye. Have a nice day.
Loop-de-loops.
Have a nice day.
Loop-de-loops.
You need to call it loop-de-loops.
Yeah, so he went from like 5,000 feet to 2,000 feet at times. Up and down, doing loop-de-loops and twirls.
Yeah. It's like an elevator going down, Dave.
It's like an elevator going down.
It's like elevator going
bottom
down.
Bottom floor press.
You think you see all of stupid.
Was her stomach jumped? Like her stomach fell?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Maybe.
That feeling you get.
Is that what?
Possibly. We're just making the assumption.
Because like, you'd say, I don't know like what you'd stomach. Say.
It's like when Wolf hit to take your soup.
Yes.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, he looks like totally normal.
But Jefferson County deputies said surveillance video showed that man identified
as
Richard Jordahl
had another plane
and entered the company's office where they believe he stole the plane's keys and logbook. This screenshot from FlightAware shows part of the story.
Yeah. it's really, I think, just about impossible to just... be up in an airplane, wake up, you're in an airplane, and someone says, hey, you have to land this, and you have no idea how. I think you're gonna almost die.
Chuck, that's what I'm saying, though. You must have had some experience to get it up in the air, first of all, and do loops and twirls and stuff.
Okay.
When I found out he took a plane, and I saw him in the video camera, it's like an elevator going down.
Here's the thing about a plane, though.
Yep, that's what.
Yeah, that's what. That's it is.
Her stomach. Yeah, she felt it in her stomach.
If you gun a plane's engine, a plane wants to take off. Its wings are designed to just lift off the ground. Mm-hmm. Like that's you don't have to do much. You can just probably do it as long as you don't, you know, push the pedal to the left or right.
Dave Hunter could take off right there, and I could take off to the skies.
Dude, remember that guy who stole that plane? He stole that giant plane. And he was doing loop-de-loops and everything. That guy was not trained. He got that thing off the ground. I think you can get a plane off the ground fairly simply. It's getting back down.
Yeah, that's the word.
That's your problem.
That's the trouble.
A loop-a-de-loops.
I love that she was listening to music, too, potentially during the interview. She just doesn't even care. She's got, like, earbuds in. She's just listening to Russian music, probably.
Yeah.
Like,
you
know, like, I think they could be running some guns at Tailspin Tommy's.
Wow.
We don't need news sniffing around here so much, please.
Please go away.
Oh, they got their own website there.
Oh, they got like a biplane. That's a cool plane.
Tailspintommy.com.
Yeah. You can rent plane here if you have lots.
I wonder if you can still rent the one that's...
Well, probably not.
Oh, that her husband looks Russian. If that's him,
is that Tommy?
They just changed his name.
Yeah, it's probably like
very Russian
Taminsky
name.
Or I don't know. Yeah. Just make it Tommy.
Yeah, he does look Russian.
I fix plane.
She sells plane.
That looks like the plane.
Sure does
there.
Look like the one that crashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they probably only have a couple there. Who knows? It's a spruce goose.
Hey, a spruce goose. Yeah, she's no nonsense. I don't know why he wanted to do this. Little Phillips.
Oh, yeah, he's totally Russian. There's no way that guy's not Russian. Every picture I see of him.
What a strange story.
We get planes from the fall of the Soviet Union.
Hey, hello.
I fixed planes. Yeah.
There they are together.
This is my wife.
He came to America.
He has a Russian shirt on underneath his outfit.
No, It's got the star.
It's got
my God.
It is. It's a Russian shirt.
You better hope he
has a Soviet shirt on.
Uh-oh. He does.
We get these plans when the Soviet Union fell.
Yes.
And then we bring them
to I don't know if that's a good thing to wear in like rural America.
A big deal. I don't know. I don't think they're that worried.
No.
Doesn't seem like
we survived Russia.
Yeah, you can survive anything.
We can survive the South.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the guy who stole the plane is in critical condition. There's no update on his condition.
I fixed plane. Look at that. I am tired of these jobs.
So they found the dude just unconscious in that plane and smashed up.
But they didn't try to look for him at night because it was too dark. 10:30 at night is when he crashed. They found him 12 hours later.
And he hasn't been identified. Is that correct? Do we have his name?
Richard
Jordal. Richard Jordal.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Richard
Jordal. I'm sorry. I was so distracted by all the
there's a lot going on.
Russian lady.
Yeah. He's a 59-year-old guy named Richard Jordal.
I wonder what his story is.
It's over.
Or was.
Yeah. They say he's still listed in critical condition.
His story's different now.
They're unsure if he'll face any federal charges because of this.
Well, you'd think he would. Yeah. He took to the skies.
The
federal airways. Yeah, he can't just take to the skies.
You cannot. Mm-hmm. All right. I kind of feel for this guy because I feel like I could do something this stupid if I were in elected office. The president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro.
Yeah.
He was, pressing the flesh, meeting people.
Yeah.
What's the saying? Kissing babies or what?
Oh, something.
He's doing
something.
That
shaking
now?
Hands and kissing babies.
Yeah, shaking hands and kissing babies. That's the saying.
That kind of saying. But he got a little carried away.
Yeah.
And in a fit of excitement, he lifted a baby or a kid and, was lifted them in the air. Not realizing it was a adult dwarf.
picked him up a dwarf, huh?
Come here, kiss him on the forehead, too.
Hey, little dwarf!
Dwarf.
Mm. Dave could
totally do something like that.
Come here, little guy! Look at this guy! Oh, my
He's
God.
He's like, put me down! What the hell are you doing? I'm 42 years old.
Dave would drop him.
You dropped me right on my head.
It's a grown man.
Oh, no.
That would scare me.
So this happened recently?
This just happened.
They shouldn't be meeting people,
I know,
right?
They are masked.
Okay.
But still.
Should be picking people up.
No.
Where's this at?
Brazil.
In Brazil.
No, Brazil.
There you go. They don't care.
They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they...
Crying?
He was apparently screaming, please put me down.
Oh, I feel like he was super pumped to be up there. He was giving the Hawaiian.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do, probably. It'd be awkward if you were just here around. That's the president?
No child,
dresses
like that. That's
the president of Brazil.
Yeah. No child dresses in a three-piece suit.
So let's just...
He's in a three-piece suit.
Maybe his parents were really caring and wanted to respect the Brazilian president.
I feel like my parents put me in little suits sometimes.
I mean, I have a lot of pictures of me in little three-piece suits, but never out like that. You know?
So like campaign rallies?
So Dave, when you approach a child who's in a three-piece suit... Don't lift him up, okay? Because it's probably not a child. It's probably a cigar-smoking...
Cigar-smoking three-piece suit-wearing dwarf.
Yeah. I mean, you look at him again, you tell me he's not a cigar-smoking dwarf.
Oh, my God, totally.
He needed a cigar, and that would have helped.
He needed a cigar. He had a mask. That's why.
Can you imagine, like, a little guy is just sitting there? He's like, ah, yes, here's the president. I'm so excited.
The president day.
But let's get in the mind of that guy. Like, you don't know what to do. You're embarrassed. You're being picked up by the president.
You just got picked up.
And so you're just like,
I don't prefer this.
Well, you're hoping that he doesn't
Shut it up. They say that he was surrounded by security guards. He was seen picking up the dwarf who's wearing a mask into the air. A woman screams, "Is that a child?"
No.
Dwarf is then put down on the ground as he moves on.
As an intense moment in Brazil.
They say the best is the moment you see him realize, it's a dwarf.
Yeah.
His face is priceless, they say. I didn't know. I was too busy looking at the dwarf.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
I didn't pay attention to the president in that video.
Okay, let's try and focus in
on the president here to see what his reaction is when he realizes, oh, damn, this little guy in a three-piece suit is not a child. It's a dwarf. Right there. He was like,
he just moves on.
Quick, put him down.
He was like, oh, Jesus, a dwarf.
He almost dropped him, just like Dave would.
Okay, hold on. In slow. So watch him. He looks up once and then looks up again and is like, dwarf, damn. Oh, crap.
Get down, dwarf.
He runs away almost. He's like,
oh, you got to go. Did you
distance yourself from that? I just picked a dwarf up on my shoulders. Plus, be everywhere.
Plus, they could attack. You know, you've angered a dwarf.
Yeah.
Thank God he didn't drop him. Oh.
It kind of looked like he did drop him. Yeah. When did he just let him go?
Looks like he handed him off to one of his henchmen. Like dropped him down.
Oh, yeah. No.
Take the store from me.
It's a bad day for that guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Dave. This is why you could never be president
No.
I'd be tossing dwarfs around. It'd be all
third time this week you picked up a dwarf, dude.
No, you can never run for any office. People.
Is it true, Mr. Hunter, that you are afraid of dwarves?
No comment.
Ah,
that's. I mean, the dwarf, I will say the dwarf doesn't seem to mind it.
I think he minded it.
You think
Look at
so?
His face.
I assume if you are a grown man in your 30s,
and you're being
you don't want to be scooped
mistaken
up.
Mistaken for a child in a suit.
Let's just, for one second,
a three-piece suit.
Think about, like, Shaquille O'Neal comes in here and scoops me up like a little child and puts me on top of this. I don't think I would be having the greatest day.
No. I just pictured, actually, when I first saw this story, I pictured like a little Chuck the Freak.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't want that.
Chuck the Dwarf, and I go to a campaign rally, and I lift, Chuck up. I'm like, oh, here's this little guy.
I would have peed on you.
Can you imagine his face as I've got him on my shoulder?
What are you doing?
Put me down.
Oh, he'd be so mad.
So
angry. I'd come right after your ankles. I'd start biting you. That'd be your worst nightmare after that.
It'd be bad. I'd have to run away because I feel like the guy would attack.
I want to see Shaquille O'Neal now pick up Chuck. Like a
he
child.
Could easily do it.
On your bucket list?
I believe he could easily do it.
Please, before I die, let me see that.
Let's work on it.
Yeah, but I guess that is a key. The three-piece suit should have been a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
I know a mask sometimes makes it hard to really see if the person is really...
Right.
You just do a quick glance. You just see their way down there. Maybe you just saw the top of the head, right?
Yeah. Apparently, but when I was young, like, and we would have class photos in, like, grade school, I would make my parents dress me in my full suit.
You would make your parents?
Yeah, that's what my parents always said to me. They were like,
"Kids don't want to be in suits."
I was like, no, it is the day to look amazing.
There's nothing cuter than little boys in suits, though.
I got a couple of pictures of me as a little kid with a suit.
But little.
I think it would depend on where you got the suit. I think one of my suits looked like a captain's outfit.
Captain's outfit?
Oh, yeah. My parents put me in some crazy-ass clothes when I was a kid. I mean, it was like the late 70s, early 80s, right?
Yeah.
But I've seen pictures. I'm like, what were you thinking?
Where'd you find that?
That's repulsive. Yeah, I had little suits. They just gave me a picture, and it was real bad. I feel like it's similar, Chuck, like it was like a Navy. Like
I had like a brown suit.
A little boy in the Navy.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking. I know exactly which one you're talking about. You showed it to us. It was like blue. That. It was the blue.
Yeah. It was real bad, though. Nah, anyways, it's shocking to see.
Yeah.
I'd never do that to my kids, the stuff my parents did to me, but... For future self, in case I do ever run for office, don't pick up little people.
Yeah,
no, can't pick up little people. Embarrassing moments begin that way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The British Swingers Festival is set to go ahead this year. It was canceled, but now they've said, no, we're going forward with the Swingers Festival. One big change, though. Sex is banned.
Oh, no.
But wait.
I don't think I want to go now.
They have prohibited sex at Swingfest due to fears of transmitting coronavirus. Oh.
So you just meet and then you leave Swingfest and go bang.
Right.
That's what you do. You meet at Swingfest,
that's
where
you
have
meet.
Sex
yeah.
at Swingfest.
Got to go back to my flat.
A spokesperson says, although the event is advertised to the swinging community, there will be no sexual activity involved in the event or any activities which may be associated with a sexual entertainment venue. It's due to take place at a private members club. The owner of the venue said that the event wouldn't cause any problems because they are a private club, not a sex club, and they have measures in place to follow along with government guidelines. They've closed off their play area. Tickets will only be sold from an online ticket site.
I wonder if they're just saying all this so that they can get approval to actually open it, and then they're going to do everything.
Because you can't have, you can't send a health inspector into a swingers festival, right?
Right. I don't think so. I don't know, though.
They say their workers will ensure social distancing is in place. Only 50 swingers will be allowed inside any venue at one time.
Yeah. It's just like anything else. Like,
just trying to figure out a way to...
Well, like, for instance, like, when baseball came back, I'm not Major League Baseball, but like kids baseball, you know, in order to sell it, it was every kid's going to be in a mask. All of these things are going to happen. All the coaches will be in masks, blah, blah, blah. And none of that happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think you just, you say a bunch of stuff at the beginning to try and make sure it can just happen. Mm-hmm. And then the swingers are going to swing.
Swingers,
they're going to bang it out.
Their final statement was, swinging isn't just about sex. It's about socializing with like-minded people.
Mm. Right. Inside them.
Oh, they have their own, that's their Twitter. Yeah, this is it. Oh, my God. Look at the pictures.
Jesus. My.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Holy hell.
Oh, my God. That girl is skiing.
What? That is
she's
graphic.
Skiing down a mountain.
She really
if
is.
You know what I mean.
Holy. She's got a. Hitting the slopes. She's got a pole in each hand.
Yep.
I'm hitting the slopes.
Yeah. Swish. Swish. Swish.
Giving the double handies. And there's
all
two
the way
guys.
Around. The whole scene is disgusting.
That's more balls than you thought you were going to see today.
Yeah,
that's
really,
for sure.
Honestly.
There's four dudes there.
Yep. Four dudes.
There's me in the hot tub.
These two are lit.
Oh, is a bad girl on her legs? Yes, it did.
Yeah. One on each. Oh, my God.
Looks like Shayna Baszler. No thanks.
Oh, yeah. There's Santa. Is there? Oh, they keep showing this picture.
Back to
again.
The slopes.
It's one of their famous pictures.
The slope photo, that's an older woman, right? That's not.
No, I think that's.
That's
that
not
looks
the,
very similar to the outfit that that.
Oh, wait, maybe
like
that's
it,
her.
Is it her?
I feel like that's their star girl there or something.
Yeah, she's the star jerker.
Yeah.
She's like this one. Right?
Is that her? Like, she seems like.
I didn't see she had the bad girl tattoo. Unless they.
There's no tattoos on her back.
Outfits.
I think that's someone's mom.
That's probably that other girl's mom.
Oh, my God.
That's the bad girl's mom.
Yeah, that's bad girl's
Look
mom.
At these. Come on.
She doesn't have any tattoos. That's just lingerie that she has on.
So one guy's lying on his back getting pleasured.
Two guys, really.
Yeah. The other guy, though, at least he's giving her nipples a little how you do. This guy's just doing nothing unless he's doing something.
There's a guy on the outside. I don't know if he's just kissing a like
He's about
a thigh.
To... Peg, the lady who was using the other man's face as a bicycle seat.
Oh, his hand is going back yonder.
Oh,
right.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's the fingers. They didn't quite black it out. Oh, that's his face that they covered up.
They covered up his face, but not his fingers.
Yeah. Always fun.
Pretty gross.
That is not a night you'd want to be a part of. Well, most of you. Some of you, possibly. Look at this guy. Good night. Enjoyed it. Look at him. Look at Keith Shaw.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's not which one Christ is
Han. Keith? Which one is Keith there?
We know who bicycle seat face is.
This is him. Chuck, this is him.
What?
And where do you see? It's him and his lady. He's a swinger.
Yeah, he's a swinger.
Oh, he's like, hello.
That's him and
that's
his wife.
That's my family.
Do you think that that's the girl? Look at the hairdo.
No.
Oh, my God. Look at the hairdo. Sexy Hull Couple for Fun is his Twitter handle.
So him and his lady.
Was that the one who was skiing? Is that his curly-haired wife?
I don't know.
I think it might
Someone asked if you do BBW nights often. And again, that's not Big Bone Woman. What's the dress code we are wanting to come? Married couple need a swinging, wanting to come tonight.
Look at her.
24 years old.
What?
She's got an 8-year-old kid. Makes a lot of sense. Wow.
Keith Shaw is crazy. He's like, I like to dress up.
That's a good night. Enjoyed it. I hope,
that's
I hope he's
wife.
Not one of those guys.
I think that's
you think
wife.
He's one of these
so.
Guys?
His body is frail.
His body is not. His body is he's frail. Probably taking the photo.
His
to
body
be
is frail.
I'm probably, a bit frail.
Probably took the photo.
He is. Do you see him?
No photos, please. I'm a bit
what
frail.
Is that?
And
what
pale.
Is in the middle of that girl? Go back up, please. What's in the. What is.
There?
Is it
yeah.
the shine of a.
I don't know.
Does she have a dong? Oh, no, that's the bad girl. That's the bad girl we saw in the hot tub.
No, I know, but there's like...
There's like a shine or
like
something.
Like some sort of device.
Discharge.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Discharge.
Swingers clubs are... Oh.
Hello!
That's what?
Her. Is that the guy? Is that the
Is that a real lady?
I think that's a...
I think that's dude. The old guy.
Is that be the old guy? That's
Master.
The frail guy?
He's Master Hull. Owner of Joy, my sexy girlfriend, also the trainer and exposer of sissies around the world.
Yes, he's a sissy.
That's not the frail old guy.
No, different.
But that's a different.
He's just sissy prince. Oh my God, look at this.
Oh my
oh
God.
Oh my
well,
God.
That's a frail.
Oh God, you!
Oh my Lord.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that's
blood.
God. What's happening? This is like...
What does he have on his head?
It's underwear.
It's underwear.
Why does he have underwear on his head?
It says, I stole my sister-in-law's panties.
Yeah, it's...
Ew.
Those are some big panties.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he put them on.
He put
Look
them right
at
on.
This guy. He's a murderer.
Are British yeah. swingers like, the most disgusting of the swingers?
Yes, everyone knows
it
that.
It seems like it. Film.
It is. It's
no!
Very.
Oh, my God.
What is happening? This is so gross.
It's a.
It's
oh,
a... Oh,
damn it.
Oh,
what?
This
is poor guy.
They're making him. I got to turn the sound off. Look at they're making him do.
Look
at they're making him do.
I'm not looking at that. That's too much.
Old panty faces yeah. all over the place.
With his wife in the shower unaware, Sissy Neal wanks his tiny dong with his wife's panties on his head.
Yeah.
Such a betrayal to his wife on so many levels.
So he's going to go all...
Looks like he's working in the hospital, too.
Oh my it's like God. The guy who's at the grocery that's store.
Yeah. There's a dude with a secret.
Oh, guys, junk is so unappealing.
That was a pink
look.
Waffle.
Pink waffle. Oh, that lady again.
That lady is.
She's all over the place.
You guys,
oh,
this
God.
Is
was
honestly.
Was that Keith? Was that
no,
Keith,
this
that
is Master.
Freak?
This is Keep going down here. This is incredible.
Okay, so
the
you
stuff.
Guys, you got to go. So Twitter.com. It's HU9_Hull is this British Swingers Club. HU9_Hull if you want to be grossed out like we
they,
are.
They have a lot
down.
Of different, like whatever they're.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That we've seen that. Oh,
no, we haven't seen all of these.
On.
Jesus.
So that's the same one that we've seen a few times. That's her. That's her getting just railed.
She's Mischief Mia Hull.
Hull, huh?
Quite a group.
My.
I'm Keith. I'm frail and a sissy.
I'm a sissy.
I'm a frail, pale sissy.
It's my wife.
It's my wife. I'll put
this is a
on
scary
my face
place. If you ever thought
everything.
About swinging, you would think again after seeing some of these pics that we've been seeing. Again, it's HU9_Hull, Twitter.com.
A lot of filters there.
Oh, my God, yeah. But you can see, like, they had, like, two, I'd say,
almost decent looking girls what? Show up, and they've put them in every photo that they've ever
What's
done.
What's the manhole? 10, what do you 10 think? 10 pound for couples, 10 pound for males, 5 pound for females. Come in before 5, stay for the evening event for free. Mm. Oh, male only events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not there.
Yeah,
not,
yeah, no, not. Those two guys?
No.
No.
No way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That was just a meme, thankfully, but this place is nuts. It's no good.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Man, that girl, they got so many photos of her.
Yeah, well, I just think she's...
You're right, though. That's the best talent they got.
She was like
there.
The star of the show.
Mm. Yep. Oh, well. British swingers.
Unappealing.
Unappealing.
Didn't I'm just a Lucy Captain. Crazy.
You guys, if you're brave, go check out that Twitter and follow the links to some of the other people that follow them because you're in for quite a show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So, you know the I know it's one of Chuck's favorite, The Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, he loves that movie.
Love it, so love much. It. He watches it at least
the
once
book
a month.
Too. Yeah. The book.
Yeah, I love reading.
Yeah, listens to it on the way home, even on tape.
Audiobook.
It's different than the movie. I'm just setting you up to know that kind of bridge, right? Those historic, like, wooden covered bridges.
Yeah.
That really were made for horse and buggy
old
and stuff. But many of them still exist, and a lot of them are, like, historical.
Sure. You can't touch them.
Can't
right?
touch them. There's one of those in Illinois, one of these historic covered bridges. It was damaged by a bus. Just after it wrapped up a 2-year restoration.
Aww.
Literally, they like cut the ribbon, and a couple of days later, a bus crashed right through it.
No.
But then something happened again.
No.
Here's a story from WLS-TV. Let's take a listen in.
Heart and soul of the village. It graces the village emblem, storefronts, and signs. Even the local ice cream shop pays homage to the historic covered bridge in Long Grove.
It's just a huge part of where we've been and where we are. It's a connection piece.
2 years ago, it was added as a National Historic Landmark and was promptly hit by a box truck, became structurally unsound, and was closed. Last Friday, it reopened after a massive 2-year rebuild.
Just over 2 years, the bridge came back. We had a ceremony, and less than 24 hours later, a bus goes through it.
You heard that right. A bus wedged under the bridge less than a day after reopening.
You gotta know how big your bus is.
It's like this, you couldn't even make it up.
I heard this crash at 12:22.
June, tell
him. And I said, oh no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No,
now,
no.
Less than a week, the bread. Bridge has been hit again,
just wait.
Right during one of our interviews. Listen closely.
The bridge was built in 1906.
We were talking with Viking Treasure store owner June Newman when we heard that crash. The vehicle fled, but left behind debris.
It was hit again
Ben Finch saw
during
what
the interview.
So I think what goes through all of our minds is like, wow, these people, you know, what are they doing?
Saying,
and it left the Long Grove Village manager picking up the pieces.
People size it up. And sometimes they don't size it up correctly, and they still go regardless of whether or not it's overweight or oversized.
He says the rebuilt steel reinforcements are keeping that bridge structurally sound. So now, after getting hit twice in 1 week after a historic rebuild, village officials say they're considering putting physical barriers in front of this bridge to idiot-proof drivers coming through.
Wouldn't you, if you're redoing it, because we know people are idiots these days, if you're rebuilding it, wouldn't you raise it up a bit just to ensure?
I bet you're not allowed to, right?
No,
if you have to keep it at the historic.
But vehicles are bigger these days than they were then.
And people are dumb.
Right.
So I don't know what you do.
We are really
right, though. Walk over it.
I think you're right. I mean,
they should adjust for.
Because if you've put steel beams in there. And there
then
were
you would
no steel beams.
It's not as historic.
It's not real anymore. Yeah. It's just a shell of what it used to be. So you just make it look like it did, and you raise it up another.
Sure, the village city council would approve that.
Right.
Yeah.
Is June on that?
All those in favor of raising the bridge.
June, are you fine with raising the bridge, June?
Nay.
June, we're going to release the bridge.
Don't ask that, bitch.
There's no historical integrity.
All she cares about is historical.
Viking stores.
There's no goddamn Vikings here. Never has been. Your store's dumb.
I slept with your husband 20 years ago.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Who didn't? He was a whore. You're a whore like your mom.
Oh, my.
Well, that's hitting below the belt.
Yeah, well.
I've only ever seen one of these bridges in person, and it was up where they have those world-famous chicken dinners, which is really just regular old fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was just up there, but I stayed really. I stayed out of
Plains, Ohio. There's quite a few of those bridges.
I didn't do any of it.
Yeah, it's the Hulsbrook Wooden Bridge.
The Hulsbrook.
Oh, look at that thing. It looks, to me, it looks higher.
Yeah, don't you think they've raised it up?
Yeah.
In Ohio, there's a ton of these historic bridges everywhere. Little towns will make it. If you got a historic bridge in your town, then that's good.
You're like
it puts you on the map.
Yeah,
that's really what you said. This is what your life's all about.
Listen, this place has like it's got the covered bridge, it's got the world famous chicken, and it's got fudge.
Yeah,
and a cheese house.
And a cheese house too.
What more?
It's a cheese
and
house.
A Glockenspiel. And a Glockenspiel.
And forget about the Glockenspiel.
So it's like a tourist trap.
I've still never been.
I mean, you are smart.
I don't think I'll ever go.
I went and won a baseball tournament there and did none of this.
Maybe I'll put it on my like elderly bucket list.
Oh, all the elderly people love it.
Yeah, maybe that's what
I'll
do.
And that's why
we went.
We took the elderly people
in
our lives.
I've never been more disappointed.
What?
Oh my God.
Who cares? I'll be looking for something to do.
Is there going to be a time when you're like, you know, I haven't seen enough covered bridges?
You're just running.
Like, there's a few things that you get. Like, I haven't seen enough covered bridges. I haven't seen enough lighthouses. Like, what are the other things that eventually
on the elderly bucket list?
I think maybe like large weird things in a town. Like I haven't seen the biggest chair in Illinois.
Hey,
I think you're right. You know, like large weird things.
Yeah,
like that that world's biggest picnic basket. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's in Ohio too.
Yeah, you gotta
see stuff like that.
I haven't seen
that. As Lisa said, you have just nothing but time to do.
So drive around.
So let's find more covered bridges. Let's go get world famous chicken.
Yep.
Let's look for the big picnic basket.
I've only seen 3 water towers with town names.
Really?
That's it. My whole life.
Oh, you gotta hit the road.
I gotta hit the road. Hit the road. The open road.
Seems like I could mark a lot off in Chicago or in Ohio.
Oh yeah. If you just want to drive around and look at meaningless things, Ohio is
senior friendly there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up
north Michigan, too.
Yeah.
I don't know where else.
Lighthouses. Covered bridges. Painted rocks.
Statues.
Statues.
They love statues.
Oh, wow.
I love a statue. A historic figure.
They love fall colors, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, for sure
tours.
I'm doing that.
You're going to take like a fall color bus trip.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Do I have a bus trip?
Fall color bus trip.
Are you guys ready for these fall color?
Hell yes.
So pumped.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine on the bus? We're all on the
Ranger.
Bus.
I got a Ranger.
And then we hit like an area that's like red and orange more than you've ever seen.
You know they go nuts.
Yeah.
Look at it! You don't think that there's a clip right now on YouTube somewhere of old people reacting to the colors or like, you know?
Yeah, like fall colors?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
There it is, the number one video.
Right there.
This one? Let's
drive it.
Let's see.
Fall colors are beginning to peak in some areas of YouTube, but they won't last much longer. ATV organization organization in Aconado today
presented
100 seniors outdoors to see the colors. 100
seniors.
Houston's Houghton Hancock Bureau reporter Sarah Blakely took a ride through the woods today to capture some of the beauty.
Careful, slow down. The fall colors are at their peak in some spots in the western UP, but it's not always that simple to get out to see them. That's why my trail holds their fall colors tour each year to take senior citizens on a ride through the woods side by side.
We just love the expression that the seniors get on their face when they have, they don't.
This is what you're doing, Lisa. I'm signing you up for this next week.
Lisa, you're too young.
I can't go yet. I gotta wait.
Because they don't get out
that
much.
One had
some of these seniors don't even have vehicles.
Look at the lady in the back.
Seniors packed in the 42 side-by-sides today to take the 19-mile backwoods ride from
Greenland
to Twin Lakes. Wow. And all the drivers are volunteers from the community.
We can see this all colors, but most important, it allows us to get people that are stuck that haven't seen this before, like the railroad trestles and stuff like that.
Railroad trestles!
Really we have really great colors today.
Some folks have gone on the My Trail color tour before, but many are taking the ride for the first time.
Is there a place to go to the bathroom?
The favorite stop of the day is on a series of railroad trestles where you could see the colors for miles.
You can't get up close and personal any better than this. And looking from the trestles was wonderful. Awesome. Totally awesome.
Wow. But it's really nice to come up here and see the beautiful colors, the reds and the golds and the dark and purples. It's really neat. It's a good experience for anybody.
The day was perfect for adventuring outdoors, but don't expect the colors to last much longer. They'll soon be gone for the season.
Now Sarah Blakely, heading to Florida.
That's it. I'm out. Saw the colors. Time to get on an airplane.
I laughed so hard at that. I spilled.
Oh, Dave. Oh, you really thought that was funny.
Covered myself. I think it shot out. I don't know what happened.
Well, I'll just button up, zip up your jacket and let it dry. It'll be all right.
You paid yourself. It happens. When your first time seeing the fall colors on the trestle.
That's right. The excitement lets you let loose.
Saw a man die here last year. Heart attack. Die of happiness.
That was hilarious.
It's a concern, the bladders on those trails.
Can we stop again, please?
Miles. The most underrated areas of fall foliage.
Yeah, the Great Smoky Mountains has the splendor of fall
colors. I guarantee
it.
Have you seen the Smokies, Lee?
Karen and I saw a squirrel.
Gorgeous.
New England, they
New
got
England's
it.
Yeah. Got it. Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was from the UP.
Wow.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, the UP is...
I mean, anywhere there's trees, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I hate to break it to everybody.
When there's trees and the fall season.
Yeah, turns out the leaves change.
We had the same reaction in my backyard.
Yeah.
We got about 10 trees back there. Huh. They all change colors.
Oh, my God. But yeah, Lisa, you got lots to look forward to.
I had relatives come up from down south, you know, like in-laws, and they... We're like up here to see the fall colors, but they came way too early. I'm like, what are you doing here?
No,
they were like in September. I'm like, you got to wait a little while.
Yeah.
I think there's even like full website setups. You know when peak season is, and it goes by area. Like there's a whole map.
Yeah, there
is. You can look up online and it tells you exactly the dates when they expect it to be at its peak.
Put that on my dot matrix.
Yeah. Dot matrix. Takes a while.
Take 2 days and print out the map here.
Yeah. This is the stuff we have to look forward to.
I don't know
to.
What else I can do.
Covered bridges, fall
covered
colors.
Bridges.
I just need some excitement in my life. Maybe I'll go look at trees.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Lise. I don't know, like, what seniors... do. I mean, obviously, you'll be hitting all the casinos.
Yeah.
Really? You'll be on the casino bus tour. Oh, we were just talking about that, Andy and I.
They volunteer a lot to do things.
You'll do a lot of walking and exercise classes, water aerobics.
Yeah.
Oh, they love water aerobics.
She's
going to
kill it in water aerobics.
That bitch. Shows up here.
Play a lot of, like, canasta.
I heard she did Pilates her whole life. That's why. Getting after it.
Lots of great little getaways.
Yeah.
Lisa and the fellow seniors there, but nothing like the fall colors.
No.
Wow.
Good every year.
Whoa. That blew my mind out.
Oh, someone said, well, this won't be you, but a lot of seniors do the cruise ship route.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Maybe I'll do the Alaskan cruise. Hopefully there won't be any germs on it, on the ship, though.
That's a crazy one. Saw a Kodiak bear.
They do that a lot.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.